This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi exceptional luxury performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, NBC Sports reporter Steve Sands will be on site at East Lake Golf Club for the Tour Championship, conducting interviews with those in the field. NBC Sports coverage can be seen next Thursday and Friday on Golf Channel, continuing next Saturday and Sunday on NBC. It is a pleasure to welcome Steve Sands back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Steve.
Hey, John, how are you? My pleasure.
Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. I know it's a busy time. I wanted to kind of recap and talk about the playoffs a little bit. You know, for some reason, Steve, I feel like these were the playoffs where the system came of age. It's a grind. I get that. But there wasn't a lot of complaining. Rory skipped the Northern Trust. I know Tiger said maybe he shouldn't have played in it. Ricky was hurt. But everybody seemed to arrange their schedule so that they could play in all three of them. Am I reaching with that?
No, not at all. I think you're right. I think that everybody in golf understands, John, that making it to East Lake, one of the most prestigious events on the PGA Tour, the season-ending event, the chance to win the FedEx Cup, is fantastic. There are also a lot of things that come with it. You get into all the major championships. You get to set your schedule. You get into the World Golf Championship events. But the big thing is the people who skipped, I think, skipped for real good reasons. I mean, Ricky was injured. He didn't play the first two. Rory McIlroy had not been playing good golf, and he was real down on his game. He wanted to go home, knew he had a chance to make it to East Lake, give himself a chance to win another FedEx Cup, as long as he only missed the first event. So I totally agree with you. I think everybody's on board. I think everybody realizes it just takes time for traditions to become bigger and bigger in sports, and I think the FedEx Cup is a perfect example. It's become a bigger deal to the guys than it was when it first started in 2007.
All right, so having said all that, when the schedule shifts and changes next year and the timeline is a little bit different, do you see them getting nothing but bigger?
Oh, I do. I think it's going to be great. I think, you know, one of the things that hurts the FedEx Cup is that it goes up against college and professional football. And I think you take away, you know, think about it, John. If you're a big sports fan and not just a golf geek, you are going to watch in August because you're dying for football to start. Baseball's kind of drudging along, really not cranked up yet until September when the races get really tight. So you're going to watch high-level, big-time golf those couple of weeks before college football and the NFL start. So I think it's going to be fantastic for the FedEx Cup going forward to not go head-to-head against football.
I agree. I think it's so tough when it's especially opening weekends of football.
No, it's brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal from a fan standpoint. It's brutal from a sponsorship standpoint. I mean, just going up against, you know, football week one in the NFL and college football gets going, it's a tough sell for people to spend millions and millions of dollars to sponsor high-level golf tournaments when, let's face it, the audience isn't nearly as high as it would be if it wasn't going head-to-head against football.
We're talking with Steve Sands from NBC Sports here on the Augusta Golf Show. Okay, after the PGA, Brooks Koepka was the consensus player of the year. If Bryson wins the FedEx Cup, do we have a discussion?
Well, I was just talking to somebody about this last week. So before I do the interviews, I'm either in the booth or in the tower calling the golf on Thursday, Friday, and early on Saturday and Sunday before doing the interviews. Last week, you know, with all the rain and all the craziness, I brought that up, just trying to kill some time while the delays were going on. And everybody kind of thought I was nuts. And I know where you're going by asking it. In my opinion, if it's PGA Tour Player of the Year and you win the FedEx Cup and you win three of the four FedEx Cup playoff events, and you've won a tournament in the regular season, how can you not have that be a discussion? I think if he wins the Tour Championship, which means he would win the FedEx Cup, I don't think there's any question. There'll be at least a debate about it. I think Brooks might eke it out, but I think Bryson's going to get a lot of votes.
And what was the regular tour event that Bryson won? Jack's event.
What's that?
He won Jack's event.
You mean this year? I thought you meant like in his career.
No.
Yeah, he won the Memorial Tournament.
Yeah. It's a big deal. So
it's a huge deal.
So your player of the year is whom?
Unless Bryson wins the Tour Championship and wins the FedEx Cup, I would give it to Koepka, because I still think winning two major championships, based upon what he's done this year, and he was injured at the beginning of the year. But if Bryson wins the FedEx Cup with a victory at the Tour Championship, I would vote for Bryson.
Okay, so let's caveat that. So you got him. He has to win the Tour Championship. He can't just win the Cup.
Yeah, because there's so many things that could happen next week that would allow him to win the FedEx Cup.
You're the big guy with the numbers and the board.
Well, no, I'm just a small guy doing the numbers. I personally think that major championships should count double, just because of the way they are, the stature, how big of a deal they've become, pressure these guys are under. So if you count that as four instead of two, and how many guys win two majors in a single season? Very, very few. So Bryson would have to, in my opinion, win the Tour Championship, which would also mean that he would win the FedEx Cup, and then I would vote for Bryson. Yeah. But if Bryson wins the FedEx Cup without winning the Tour Championship, I would still give it to Brooks.
All right, so are you the Steve Kornacki of golf, or is he the Steve Sands of politics with the big board?
Well, when I first started doing this with NBC years ago, it was with the whiteboard and the magic markers, and that was totally paying homage to Tim Russert and the way he used to do elections.
Yep. Florida.
Exactly. So that's how that whole thing started with us in the FedEx Cup. So I guess if I was Tim Russert, then I'm not saying Kornacki is me, by no means, because no one would want to be me. But we did get there before Kornacki.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, that's a great point.
So Russert was before me, and then I was before Kornacki. I will say, Kornacki's got those old school khakis going.
Yep.
And you know, he's got the thumb in the pockets like we did back in the 80s and 70s. I kind of dig Kornacki and his action. His action is tremendous.
So, all right, well, let's get back to golf. I assume Justin Rose's days of possibly flying under the radar are over. Olympic gold medal winner, major winner. You could argue he should have two major championships. And now he's the number one player in the world. To me, Steve, that guy is the embodiment of the saying, digging it out of the dirt, the hard work. It's so refreshing and rewarding to see that come to him now, 15, 16 years into his career.
Well, there's no question. I don't think he's very happy with the way he got to number one. All he needed to do was get a four at the last, and he would have won on Monday. You want to win and ascend to number one, not earn the number one spot by, you know, not finishing strong. But look, where he's come from, how good a player he is. And to me, John, we've known each other a long time. My favorite thing about these guys is that they're good guys. And Justin is a great guy. And I'm very happy for him, happy for Kate. He's worked so hard to get to this point. And you'd be hard-pressed, in my opinion, to find a more all-around great player than Justin right now. His putting was a little bit of a weak point, you know, because his ball striking was always so great. And now his putting has gotten better. And he is, you know, I think he's a strong number one. I don't think he is someone who got to number one and you think, how did that guy get to number one? There's no question he's one of the two or three best players in the world.
Oh, absolutely. All right, before I let you go, we've done this whole thing and we haven't said the word Tiger Woods. After what you've seen in July, do you have any doubt that Tiger wins again and possibly often?
I think his best chance to win is next week because he only has 29 other guys to beat. I still don't love the way he finishes, John. I don't love how he gets to the lead at 11 at Carnoustie and, you know, double bogey. I don't love that he gets to, you know, within one of Brooks Koepka at Bellerive and makes a bogey at 14. You know, he got to within one or two at the BMW Championship in Philly and had an odd bogey here and there. I don't love that. So if he doesn't win the Tour Championship, I don't know, man. I'm not sure he's going to get to the finish line against these guys. These guys are real, real good.
He is Steve Sands. He will be at Eastlake next week, part of NBC Sports' coverage, again, Thursday and Friday on Golf Channel, Saturday and Sunday on NBC. I know it's a busy time of the year for you, Steve. Thank you for making the time to do this, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Anytime for you, bud.